adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
All right, we're back.
Hey, everyone. Adventure Pathfinding, the group just are exploring a tower. They're Dark Knights. And they just encountered some blink dogs, and the ranger, Dunkel, was able to use some of his wild empathy to convince them to back off, it looks like.
We're best friends now.
Best friends.
He's going to be best man at my wedding.
He's going to wear a dog tuxedo.
We got Lady Circle, the clerk.
Hi.
Yeah. We got Dunkel, the ranger.
Take us out.
we got
too many onions.
We got
today there were too many onions. We actually have potato salad today.
Yes, we did.
Because I bring it every time we play. That's why it's my catchphrase.
We're take out.
We got Russell, the magey thief.
Hey, everyone.
Or the thiefy mage.
Ooh, which one is it?
Thiefy mage.
We got...
Or no, magey thief.
And we
I'm
got
thief more than
the
mage.
Ghost of Dirt. And his dog, Nanook.
Nanook.
All right.
Anyway.
That's
what I was going for.
All right, so you guys just, those blink dogs just blinked away.
Bye.
Right. Don't know what the...
Okay, should we head back down the other way and check that out?
Well, before they blinked in, one of you was heading one way and the other one was heading the other way.
Well,
I was joking about that.
Okay.
We might go back that way, but I don't. It's really tight. Might be something to get through without having to go these.
Do they operate like call drops? If you move cautiously, you can get over them fine.
Probably.
Okay. Which means you just move like at half speed.
Well, do you want to go that way and I go this way?
It'll also take a half movement to get over the
that thing.
The step things.
Can we break it?
I don't see why not here.
Well, it might be loud. It might be just easier if we just climb over it. And also, that would be defense for us.
It looks more... It's... Yeah, you could.
I think it'd be better if we climbed over it, because that would protect our back.
Well, I'm pushing my way. I'm going to go check this out over here real quick, guys. Push.
Doing that little... Dog whisper coming through.
That little, sweep the crowd out of the way.
Oh, in Assassin's Creed?
Well, no, just in general. Have you never used that before to people?
I'm not rude.
You don't do that to get in the front of the line when you're at the movie theater?
I have done that. At the movie theater. Just kick people out of their seats?
Excuse me. Thank you, bye.
Uh-oh. How much money would I have to give you for you to go into a movie theater and sit on someone's lap?
I already knew that. Well, nothing.
Okay. I want to see it.
Okay.
Sit on someone's
lap. I sit in your lap every time. No. He didn't say it's some random person. He said somebody.
Has to be somebody you don't know.
I know, but...
Okay.
New podcaster.
Hi, I'm Eric. You may know me from Adventures of Pathfinding.
I said my name like 4 times.
Can I sit on your lap?
But of course. What an honor.
Anyway.
Such an honor.
$300?
While he does that, I'm going to climb over this thing.
Okay. Well, I was hoping that would be closer to the same, but it looks like it does not lead to either side of that. Well, dirt circlet. Can either follow Dunkel over the call traps and stuff that's on that side, or we can see what's on this side. You okay with going down the call trap?
I just want to look down here, so don't take off without me.
Okay.
He's a gone bike!
And we're done gone dogs.
I'm going.
All right, I'm just standing
there. One of the two dog whisperers with us.
Well,
I'm just gonna stay here. You want to watch him?
Or I mean, it's gonna take you.
Lady Sirclay,
like,
you want to watch?
Going really slow. It's gonna take you at least
him.
A full round.
Okay.
She's gonna move over here and watch you, so you don't hurt yourself.
Moving cautiously and look down this hallway.
Me and Dirt are gonna stay watching her, guarding her backs. Not that that matters, since they can't blink.
Well, they can blink, but the tattoo people hopefully can't.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those idiots.
People that were trying to fight?
Yeah. Do we see any statues?
Nope.
We take it.
Okay. Just the magic one.
Wait, did you make it a hand statue because of this?
Oh.
Okay.
That is a nice.
I like we find it and it's a thumbs up.
That's a nice.
It's a buddy Christ.
Association. Yeah.
I thought maybe you.
Remember, this is a pre-made.
I know, but I thought maybe you changed that part.
Nope, that's. So, yep, in front of me, you see it splits up again. One path going down that way. Well, let's see.
Can I do a knowledge dungeoneering to see if I think this would meet up with that side in a timely manner?
Yeah, you got that?
Yeah, I think rangers have dungeoneering. Yeah. Yeah.
You will notice that as you're kind of going through, you notice that there seems to be torches placed around,
okay.
But they're placed in such a way that to give the most shadow as possible type thing.
Okay.
It's like they're purposely put that way.
So
I'm gonna
come here. It's a 14 on dungeoneering check.
Put my back against the wall and kind of look around with my engines.
Your mage can't figure it out.
Well, I'm gonna stealth because I
okay.
think it's gonna connect.
Am I still following you?
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
I can't.
Well, if you went stealth, you can't see me.
23 stealth. And all
right, what's everybody else doing?
I'm gonna stealth this way. Look around here, like back against the wall.
You see each other.
There's a shadowy figure. You don't know who it is.
I've got my bow out.
It's gonna be like that scene in the Dragon Strike where they the elf and the thief run into each other.
I watched it once.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'll put a link on the website.
I want to make a new version of that. Although I think Dark Dungeons may be the new version of that. We may do a better job than.
See more glass down about the center of that hallway and then turn it off.
Stupid glass. Just keeps leading like a maze. Let's follow.
You come around the corner, burping Dirt's face.
Sorry, I'm not pro enough to not burp on the podcast, but that's what you get.
Hey,
that's what you
I'm
get.
Saying,
you get the good with the bad, people.
You get the full experience.
I'm
right,
just saying that's how you acted in the game.
Yep, I'm okay with that too.
Sounds good.
All right, let's go back the way that
okay,
Uncle's
so
headed.
I'm gonna scooch up
Dirt,
closer
what?
To.
Is Dirt okay with that?
Yep.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm
circle.
Going closer to.
So you move cautiously.
Cautiously, closer to Uncle.
Okay. You'll get to about the middle of the glass. Not hurt by it because you're moving cautiously. Okay.
The dog jump over.
Right now, Dunko, what are you doing?
I'm gonna go in the room.
There's no rooms.
Huh? I down here, that's not a room?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It goes up and around that way. Yep, if you look over here, you can see another.
This is crazy. What is going on here?
I guess I'll.
We're all in the
go down here and.
Now you're in it.
Get out of here.
What's been said can't be unsaid.
Especially when it's being recorded.
You say when you're being cornered?
That's what you said.
You just got a double. Double puns up.
Huh?
Yep. Each puns up ties you deeper into the tradition of the puns up. Deeper and darker. That's the true
kind of
evil.
See around those two corners, and see it kind of bends around.
Okay, this is just like a wall?
Yeah, that's a wall. It's good for you.
Okay.
Alright, go back to Russell and Dirt.
So, it's not my turn, but we're heading toward the bottom of the tower.
Nope, top.
Well,
so we're heading
but it would be the bottom.
Yeah,
it would be the bottom, but it's the top now. It's upside down.
Alright, I assume they're going to go across
okay.
the smart way as well.
Right.
And I'm going to go across the smart way as well.
Right, so
let's reconvene in this whatever dog.
Yep, we'll move up everybody behind David. Take about 10 minutes.
Hey, everybody. I just stood
Russell.
Here.
Do you have to go sideways through this?
Wait, do they see me? Because I have a 23 stealth going on.
Oh, yeah, everybody go with a perception check.
They see me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just following the way.
Nope, I don't see him.
They're going to see you. You know, they're not.
I have 27.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sir Clay does. I don't.
I wink at her.
Guys, you went this way.
I'm going to step over here.
Is that right?
There's a wall there.
Oh,
see it right there.
Oh, there's a wall
can't
here?
See the wall.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I guess I'll go this way.
Okay.
Maze. Alright, I'm going to go. I'm going to go over here and look down this hallway. I know where he went, but I'm just trying to scout as much as I can.
Oh.
Interesting. Oh, there we go.
Okay,
those are those 5-foot barriers. Hurdles, if you
so
will.
So you're taking a different...
No, I'm just seeing what's down that hallway.
Okay.
I'm going to go with him. I'll bring up the rear.
Alright, I'm
going to
take us where I know David is, but they don't know
David. So, yep, I guess I should be explaining more because the people in the podcast can't hear this or see this. Russell looks down the hall and it leads straight down, and then there are three hurdles in the middle of this hallway.
And somebody take a picture. Place, keep standing.
She's drunk.
You didn't lose that much wisdom.
The one person that can't. When are you buying my face?
Soon as they all come in on in November. I'm getting like 80 of them.
Who designed this fucking place?
Wizards!
Those blink dogs, just so they can. Can you imagine going into a place and that was the layout?
Yeah.
Poor glass.
This should be what the layout of the tomb for Gary Gygax looks like.
It's got a bunch of weird shit hanging.
Yeah, it definitely place. Should have some weird shit. If I was Gary...
The dragon
then,
with a Gorgon!
Every room would have really
weird you open
monsters.
His coffin, there's a trap.
I would do that. If I had enough money, that would be what my tomb would be.
So is this...
It had like an... It would
there,
have like
there,
a...
There is an opening.
Okay. I'm gonna try the glass. Wait. All
right. Where is everybody at?
Cautiously.
What do you want to do?
So you have to go around a corner. There's more glass, more hurdles,
you
more twists and turns.
Okay. I don't know if those were words or sign language.
I was moving that so I could see. You're still at the rear, right?
I'm at the rear.
So I'm going to keep following.
Okay.
Cautiously. There's glass, correct?
I'm going to push by with my pushing skills. Hey! Let me go. I'm going to see what's down this hallway. Guarding the druid and the cleric.
I'm going to fuck him.
We're walking along the wall. Yeah,
we've got to protect him because they're got to
know. Yep, in front of you, it looks like it turns... Heads towards the,
There cannot be that much difference between this. I'm gonna go over this and look around.
Right, what's,
I'm going, is there a ceiling to this place so we're not at...
Yes, there's
a ceiling. Okay.
Well...
Slash floor.
But if it fell over...
Yeah, we gotta...
We're not on the bottom of bottom of the top.
Yeah, there. So it must continue to go up.
We don't see light or anything.
No, the only light you're seeing is from those wind torches. And you probably go up to a door.
So open the son of a bitch.
Were you sneaking that time?
Oh, I'm always sneaking.
Oh, well, let me see if I saw you around that
ABS.
Corner.
Always be sneaking.
No. You just say it because you think it's somewhere nearby.
I
go behind him and tap him on the shoulder.
Yeah,
you see the rest of us.
Well, I mean, I was going this way. It's roughly the same time he was going the other way, so I wondered if you were going to not see each other. But all right, we saw each other tonight, and let's not attack each other or do anything stupid.
All right, so when you come over to this little area, this door looks different from all the rest. This door looks like it's made out of stone. All the other doors were made out of wood.
Is it right side up?
It is not. It is upside down. Same thing as the other ones.
I summon a dwarf to do...
Okay, put it in his mouth. It's stone.
I'll reveal myself to to the rogue and be like, so,
like these.
Oh no!
We don't need to get go there.
No, I saw you already. You already worked that out.
Look at
you
my
didn't see me.
I saw everyone else.
He doesn't even.
But he didn't see me.
You can't be hiding in plain sight.
I have a 23. So.
That's something you can't hide in plain sight.
You just don't notice him. He's not hiding. You don't notice him.
Fine. Whatever. So that's 10 feet in the air again? We gotta do all that junk?
Yep.
Alright.
Get
seen
out
the
my
position.
Back.
Yeah, seen the position. I'll climb right. Up your wall. Open the door.
As you touch the door, you hear a snap.
Oh, fuck.
And a big boulder comes out. Not boulder, but a big slab of stone falls out from the ceiling slash floor above you.
Oh, fuck.
Reflex waves?
Nope.
Oh. No, we don't even get a reflex there?
AC 20 for both of you guys.
That's going to hit.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Wouldn't it just hit him?
Seeing how you're standing on top of each other like that?
He's gonna
we dead?
Maybe. 16 points of damage.
Fuck! Ow!
Alright.
Falling stone trap.
Surprised it wasn't reflex.
Nope, didn't say anything. It did an attack roll on you guys.
Ow!
Ow!
I need the healing.
Why didn't we check perception?
We didn't listen!
You didn't look.
We didn't listen!
And you didn't use our pre-rolls.
Nope!
Okay, then.
I ain't gonna use that. It's gonna benefit you guys.
Oh.
Cure us.
Okay.
For how many?
Let's see, what is it? It's 1D.
I've got some potions.
I should do 11.
I need more.
Oh, God.
And the eraser.
Can you do it twice to me?
I'm still -5, but that's okay. I can live with that.
Thank you.
So that's 4 total.
Oh, because you were already down.
Yeah.
So that's how many?
You used 4
3.
Charges on that one?
I used 3. 1.
You only used 1,
2,
and
8.
Okay.
I got healed twice.
Because you're double down.
Double.
Well, no, I didn't cure him last time.
I'm good. I'll keep these -5 for a little bit.
Okay.
Although, I should probably figure out how much these kill.
Door did not open when you sprung the trap.
I
oh,
still
God,
have 9
really?
Cure light wounds.
All right, get back on my shoulders.
Wait. Let's just make sure that we don't get double smashed by all another.
Right.
I'm going to get on his shoulders and look up at the ceiling. Perceive it the best I can, which isn't real great.
Do I get a bonus?
Trap finding, yeah, so 15.
You do not see any more traps.
Okay.
Took a big divot in the ceiling.
I curse the divot in the ceiling. Damn right, I don't find any more traps. Alright, and then I try to open... Well, I'm going to check the door for traps.
Just open the fucking door.
I tried that last time, and it didn't work out too well for us, did it? 14.
You discover that it is locked.
Oh, crap.
Pick it.
Am I close enough I can try to pick it?
Yep.
Keep doing that. There, I got that one.
Yeah.
Well, I rolled 19, so it's going to be probably over 30.
Okay.
Yeah, 31.
Yep. Rubbing the bruises on your head that are slowly going away because of the circle is curing. Move your pick in there a little bit. Like, I know this easily. Click, and it slides to the side.
Water comes flowing out of the...
Oh, okay.
Acid.
Acid water, okay. The door.
Water is slightly acidic, so you could call it an acid.
Just,
don't
even have any ideas. What it hurt is, it was just water.
Depends on how fast it comes out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
How much glass it kicks up when it's
good
stuff.
I was really hoping somebody would attack us because I wanted to try to flip glass charge at him. Whoa, I didn't say I was going in.
I'm going in first.
All right, I'll go in.
Hold on.
Are my
buddies here?
Hey, your buddies are here.
Hold on, everybody stand up.
Our buddies are here.
Do I recognize them as the same?
Hold on, I'm still getting more.
That's gone,
a lot
dog. Gone, dog, be gone. What's that one movie, Gone, Baby Gone? Gone, doggy gone. Uh-oh.
Alright. Torblankets and bedding are scattered around the floor in this room. Scavenged from elsewhere and used for makeshift nest. A strong canine odor fills the air.
A strong what odor?
Canine. You see four blink dogs. The three that you... Everyone will recognize seeing one.
Does he get to see these right now? I mean,
yep, who's ever at the door sees them.
That's me.
Find
up first.
There's a fourth dog you had seen before that's like laying on a blanket with its head kind of in the lap of a guy that's sitting on the floor who looks like one of the raver types, ravager types.
Those were the ones that were. Told us about the god dogs, right? Or was
no.
That was a different group.
Do
sub-faction.
Can I see his tattoos?
He does have tattoos, but you can't see.
Okay.
They just look at you guys.
Well, shit. I'm the only one up there.
I'll climb in after.
Helping everyone else up before something happens. I don't know what to do.
Do I see the blink dog that I was successful with?
You have to be right in the middle there.
So, okay.
Let's try it again.
Okay, well.
They do not look hostile at the moment.
Okay. So I reach down and grab him up. Both up there.
It's only 10 feet. I think I can.
Can't jump. What? Slain, are you going to jump up there?
Yeah.
You can jump 10 feet in the air.
Well, with my reach, I can get it.
Have you touched the rim of a hoop before?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as the DM buys it, I'll...
My dex is crazy.
Oh. Maybe he wants to do a climb check to get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that I don't want to get trapped up here all alone.
Well, I just wanted to imagine somebody climbing up, seeing all these dogs, like, 1 second, and then turn your back and help your friend up.
Please, a moment, sir.
Let me grab my colleagues.
Let me grab my colleagues so you can look at all of us.
That's just more what I was thinking, that I don't... Unless you're...
Okay,
you did lose
fine.
The wisdom. I mean, it's a, if you want to help me, I'll take it.
Well, get up here fast. I guess you got up here fast.
Yeah.
Hi. I guess everyone else is still down there.
The blink dog... Oh, fuck.
I hate rolling for this shit.
Can I take 20 on the blink dog and
no.
get my empathy? I'll try wild empathy on him again. Yes!
Yeah,
same thing. Or even higher, so 18 total.
Alright.
Okay. You get a negative?
Well, it's a minus 4 because it's a magical beast.
Oh,
and then it's plus my ranger level, which is
3. Alright, he'll kind of come up to you.
Yeah.
What are you doing to him?
I'll just give him some more food and pet him.
He kind of kind of licks your hands, and he turns around, and he starts, like, doing, like, a bark, growlish thing.
By me?
No, he, like, turns around, he's doing it at the other ones, and you see the other dogs are kind of, like, nod their head with it. And, oddly enough, even the guy in the back is nodding his head with it, too.
Then I'll
like,
say,
he's understanding what the dog's saying.
And I'll kind of be like, hey, puppy, and then I'll look at the guy, I'm like, hi, are you with the Stonekeepers?
You look like you're just...
Well, these people...
And these are the ones that don't talk.
Yeah.
Let's, you parlay here, and I will pick these guys, the rest of these people up, and then we will go up the stairs, hopefully, without incident. You entertain them. That's what I say to you, and I'm going to move to start helping other people get up the stairs.
I don't, but those aren't,
or up
the, those don't actually go up, do they?
Yep,
I think those go up.
Yep.
Oh, so
I'm helping people get that 10-foot up, and then
no, they're upside down.
Is there a gap there, too?
I mean,
do we have to, like...
Yeah, you have to climb.
Crap. Okay. Well, you keep parlaying with them.
Okay.
I'm going to get everyone else into this room.
Are the other dogs friendly to me?
No, they're just kind of...
They just don't care?
They don't see you as a threat.
I'll just kind of keep petting the one. All
right.
And say, these are my friends.
What are you doing?
Yeah, 10.
What are you...
All right,
yeah,
I
can
I'm helping
everyone. Lance is helping me, but I got 10.
Where are you climbing? You're climbing into the
I'm
room?
Climbing into the room.
Okay, all right.
I'm trying to get everyone loaded up here.
Okay. I'll kind of go over here with my dog friend.
Having him go over there and play with the dogs and keep them distracted.
It's like
you
guys can have a gun dog good time.
All right, so... We all get up there without incident?
Yep.
Okay.
That's pretty easy.
Okay. And now I'm going to toss my grappling hook to the bottom of this. See? Not that time.
Nope. Free drink?
Is that not that time either?
While you're trying to throw it up, the human in the room will stand up.
Ready? Oh, oh. Hold on. Oh, sorry. Do you mind if we go up there? What kind of point?
He says...
Number one.
Wait, he held up his hand and we see a tattoo.
Yes.
Is it the...
It looks like a goatee tattoo.
Oh, crap.
A what?
It's a Stonekeeper mark.
No.
I do say all crap because I'm not very wise at the moment.
Well, you're looking at this guy doesn't understand. He, you see him, like, grab onto the dog that's next to him, and then they both blink away. So it's just the three dogs in there now.
Three dog night?
He's in the middle of it.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
He disappeared, too?
I didn't know they could do that.
No wonder they can.
Huh, that's probably how they got in.
These are a special kind of dog.
When I walk around the room, does the one that I glamored follow me?
No.
No.
It's kind of...
Okay.
He goes back and sits on a rug.
Okay.
Kind of lays down.
I'm going to throw another...
Let me show you.
I got it that time, roughly. Yes, 20 on that one.
The two dogs are really watching Russell.
Okay, I'll try another wild empathy on...
Because, I mean, it's like how the dogs... You know how dogs act? Like, they'll be, like, sitting there, but they're... They act like they're not paying attention, but they're, like, staring at you with big puppy dog eyes. They're like... Mm-hmm.
I'll go up to another dog and try wild empathy.
Meantime...
What's everybody else doing, yeah?
I'm going to climb up this rope and get up there.
I have my back against the locked in stair shelter.
Yeah.
You will start to hear growlings every time you start climbing.
I have an 11 on that one. It just does nothing.
No.
Alright. And then I'll get Lady Circle back.
Guys, I would stop.
Where did you grapple at?
The grapple from here to up to the bottom. Wherever I need to be at.
Okay.
Bottom, in quotation marks.
Okay.
Whatever you want to call it.
Bottom.
The other dog that was sleeping on this side looks away.
Gonna try wild empathy again on him.
But he blinks away out of the room.
Oh shit, I think I pissed it off. It's a four.
Yeah, he gets mad. He starts barking and howling.
Try to get one of them.
What's
everybody else doing?
I'm getting people up here.
I thought he was lifting me up.
Yeah.
Oh, to the other one?
Yeah.
Alright.
I didn't feel that. That's a draw. I have 14.
The one that likes me went away?
Oh, is that that one?
Yeah.
No, shit. I need...
You want this corner?
Yeah.
We just made the last encounter, so you got to put your mom with a near breath.
I think so.
There's one dog that won't be joining.
Joining you? I don't think they'll join you.
No, joining the fight.
You never know if it's his mother you're killing.
He loves me more than his mom.
Stranger is better than...
Eric is drawing a circle.
I drew a circle, yeah.
If you have tips on how to get gone dogs liking you, please email us at adventures and pathfinding.
Immediately before
AOL.
And back in time.
Gotta go back in time. So, did anybody try to attack one of the gone dogs earlier?
No.
No.
I was going to, but you guys told me to back off.
Well, I had...
Back off, circle!
Hold on, he's my best friend!
He's just a doggy.
I'm trying to think of a name
for him. He's just a grown-up little puppy.
Blinky!
Ooh, there it is.
Little puppy.
Ooh, there it is.
Ooh.
Little puppy.
Aww.
Alright, so we got...
So I should probably email you about any of the dungeons that I end up running.
Yeah, I was thinking that. So far, I've only been using urban adventures.
Oh, I keep forgetting that we're in an urban environment. I have all those bonuses. Shit.
So everyone's going up.
Oh, man. God damn it. I could have been...
Can I assume everybody's up? Ooh, can I assume everybody's on the top floor now?
I'm hanging out with my buddy.
All right.
We decided to... Little... No, I'm going up. But he won't follow. He just...
You don't know.
Side note.
You could by blinking in and out.
It's true.
They're on WWE. They're gonna have Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy battling one of the wrestlers.
I don't care.
Okay,
they're gonna have what?
Drax,
that was nice.
Guardians battling one of the wrestlers.
What?
Well, he used to be a wrestler. With that plane Drax.
I'm just saying.
Oh, it's Batista, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he going to be as Drax from the
dressed as him?
God damn it. I could have had a plus two.
It says in an app Guardian preview.
Oh.
Alright. Oh boy. Alright, the seal of House Vanellus adorns the ceiling of this room floor. This, the slash canvas of a beautiful portrait is on the floor. See?
What?
Partially buried.
What is happening?
Here, I'll start.
Okay.
The seal of House Vanellus is adorned the ceiling of this room, which would be the floor.
So there's another ceiling above?
Yeah.
Okay.
The slash canvas of a beautiful portrait is on the floor, partially buried amid a heap of shattered furniture. In the western half of the room has collapsed, leaving a solid wall of dirt and stone. There's a half-open door to the east, though... through which a strange syllabic chanting can be heard.
Syllabic?
Syllabic.
What's that mean?
Weird,
kind of language?
Syllables are being said.
Guys, we're gonna die.
Okay, and there is also one, two, three...
Dark knights that are here to help us?
Wait, Oliver and company.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. I say we drop down. This room's way too cramped.
Let's fight on two levels at once. Really make it difficult.
Well, I think that dog might help us if we drop down.
I don't know, you pissed his friend off.
Yeah, but he doesn't give a shit. He likes us. He likes me. We have a really close bond. We talked about our first crushes.
Three,
four.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
Five. Six.
They're kind of stupid. We could draw them into areas where there's only enough room for one thing at a time.
Alright, there are 6 of those ravers in this room.
Ravers?
Ravers.
They'll have really confused looks, and the one that you saw down in the previous floor is kind of like talking to them, and they're all like looking back at you, looking back.
Can I...
You don't know what language that guy's speaking. It's not...
I have a question. So, my Wild Empathy seemed to work on the guy last time, so I'm thinking...
On the guy?
On the guy that was in the room?
he was more nodding at what the dog was communicating.
Okay, well, my question is that... It says a Wild Empathy acts like a diplomacy check. Are you able to do that on multiple people? Like, addressing a crowd, can you do a diplomacy check?
Yeah, you can go really
cool. So I want to try to do Wild Empathy on all the dogs in this room.
Okay.
What this would look like.
Hey,
oh, nice.
Woof,
17.
Woof, woof, woof.
So I'm kind of like offering him food, 17.
They're not... The one that was like growling before at Russell,
mm-hmm.
like stops growling, but they don't come to take your food.
Okay, but they seem a little...
They seem like they're not... Their backs aren't tackled now.
And then did the humans have any noticeable difference?
No.
Hey, fellas.
All of you.
On top.
Do any of you speak common?
The answer is... You stare at you.
Do we recognize the language?
The answer is what I'm going to say next.
You don't know what I speak.
I know you don't speak this.
I speak common, elven, blink dog, dwarven, goblin, and undercommon.
Nope.
Common, elven, sylvan?
Nope.
I'm going to move... Is the door another one of those 10-foot up doors?
If you're going through that door...
Yes.
I am backing up.
I'm just making a move towards it.
If he's... I'm going to get back.
And you start...
And I have my...
Wait, I'm not at the front.
I'm just doing it very confidently.
Okay.
You know, like that confident walk when you're trying to get into a place, and as long as you're
confident... Yeah, that confident walk when you're trying to break into someone's place when a bunch of the guys that live there are standing right outside.
You know, it's like a gate at, like, Jumbo Yaya. You want to look like you're there, so you have, like, a cell phone
and
you start walk-talkie.
As you start walking towards the door, they all stop talking, and they all bring out warhammers.
Oh. Hey!
Nice.
Whoa,
nice.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Nice.
Hey, Russell. I don't think you're supposed to go in there. Please stop.
So, I stop moving towards it, and then I kind of back up. This is confident.
I take my pin out, and I try to draw the tattoo that they all have on their
hands. Do they stop? Do they put their warmers away?
They don't put them away,
no.
But they look really mad that you did that.
Wait, these people...
Wait. Did you really have something to mark your hand that way?
I have a pen.
You do? Yes, do it.
I'm going to say, it's another reason you should have brought that guy's hand.
I know.
You just stuck it in your shirt.
Okay. I have a question. Those orbs that we found, were they made of stone?
Yes, but you don't have those anymore.
I do.
You were supposed to get rid of all those.
You just said that they weren't magical anymore.
Oh.
I still have them.
Okay.
I kind of hold it out to them and see if they want it. But stone.
Stone. Yeah, there's a stone. Stone cutters or whatever.
Stone keepers.
You guys want the stone?
Stone keepers.
This thing's a piece of shit, and I throw it on the ground.
They start crying.
The stone! Silverware? Eh?
Did you really dash the thing against
the rocks? Are we really trying to barter with the bad guys?
I'm just trying to see if they want anything.
They look confused at everything you're doing.
I'll try another Wild Empathy on the dogs.
Okay.
13?
No difference.
It's the same. Guys, what the fuck do we
do? Indifferent.
Are you... Gentlemen, please excuse us. Me and my colleagues need to have a detente in the corner.
Let's have a huddle.
Oh, but of course! Now you're speaking our language!
Oh, guys, they speak classy.
They speak classy.
Guys, what the fuck
maybe
are we gonna do?
Maybe they're in cahoots with the old Kella lady or whatever her name is. Kellis?
Kellis, yeah.
Your negative channel energy, it only hurts undead, right?
Yes.
So that's worthless. Alright. Do we have anything that would... Well, I don't really want to... I think we can get the dogs on our side.
Okay, but I... Not that we're, like, starting to fight yet or anything, but I do have that one firebomb.
Okay.
Oh, that could be good.
That could be
just
handy.
Saying.
Oh, wait.
Are they still just standing there?
Oh, wait, I have an idea.
Because remember, I'm basically out of spells. I have one left.
They're kind of moving the block.
I want to try something. I want to try something.
Okay.
I climb down, and I'm going to go to the blink dog that likes me.
Okay.
This guy was able to teleport when he was next to the blink dog. I'm going to try to hold on to him and see if he can teleport me into this room.
This is going
to
go
wrong. How are you going to indicate that?
Look through the book to see if there's any words or like there's like a there's a common to blink dog dictionary.
Roll diplomacy check.
Meanwhile, we're stuck up here with these guys. Like, dudes, it's
is it
fine.
Does it count as wild empathy or is it diplomacy? Wild empathy, it will be a 5.
A 5?
Yeah.
Eight.
Oh wait, no, I'm sorry, that's a 9, so it'll be 8.
You get the impression that the blink dog is looking at you like, what the fuck are you doing?
I want to take 20 on it.
No, it's okay.
Can I try again?
Yeah. What's everybody else doing?
I'm not sure. I'm a little confused because dumbass went down the stairs, but...
Guys, keep him distracted.
Does anyone know how to perform?
Well, after you guys go, I'll try again.
I do a very sad dance routine, probably.
You are not. Oh, my God.
They pity you. That's how bad it is.
Hey, they die of laughter. The end of the fight.
Roll 6 total. Just for the listeners.
Is there an actual dance thing?
Perform, untrained.
What'd you roll?
I rolled 6. Total. That's with the...
Like, the room collectively does the dog. That includes circle... The nook, dirt.
Yeah, the whole.
So basically, this is what happened. He walks up confident. They get pissed off. He slides back. And he's like,
"That was an awesome dance."
Yep, pretty much.
What?
No.
Okay, this is...
How about I go in there?
This is not the time for the Carlton or the Truffle Shuffle or whatever it is you two are trying to do.
That didn't work, did it, guys?
Guys, I think I'm getting them.
They're getting quick. They're confused.
They're confused. Help. All right, what's everybody else doing?
I say, hey, give me a bless, please, and guidance. So I can try
bless.
This one more time.
You can't see him.
Yeah, you have to go back downstairs.
Right, you can't hear him unless he's yelling up.
Yeah. All the dogs come down.
Aw. I can try one more time.
Wait, okay. Let's go back down and see if they follow us. Maybe we can make better battle, please.
Yeah.
This room is smaller.
Yeah, but they'd be...
wanting them to come down one at a time.
I'd like to find a place we could maybe get them one at a time. No, what are we going
to
do?
I'm trying to get the blink dog one more time.
One more time. I'm really, like, trying. I'm really looking through this and really concentrating on communicating with him. And
yeah!
I got 20!
You really were focusing.
Well, you see the dog going like, You want him right into that room?
I want to. Yeah, I want him to teleport us in this room.
All right.
God,
Allison, Lance, go upstairs.
Yes, this is awesome.
Wait, give me another beer when you come back.
Yeah,
to
wait.
We you want to do a quick pause?
Quick pause.
Yeah, we can do. Well, you don't. Yeah. I kind of have to go to the bathroom too. All right, let's. We'll be right back. Okay.
Right, we're back.
Back from break, and I get to die.
Yep. So you teleport into this room.
Yeah, and check out the pictures on the website if you're kind of curious. Of...
Yeah, hopefully I'll post the right ones to the right episode. Once a temple to the Sovereign Lord Balinor, the shrine has been turned upside down in more ways than one. It is filled with pieces of shattered statues, icons gathered from across the Boken districts of the Spallan area, the Shade area, or Weave, whatever we call it. The heads of long-dead nobles are mixed together in a jumbled heap with limbs of gods and bits of abstract art. Amid the wreckage, one statue stands intact. Made from polished white marble, it is a nine-foot figure of a beautiful angelic man wearing flowing robes, one hand outstretched as if he's in the midst of casting a spell. It seems as if he might once have had wings, but all that is left now are jagged stumps covered in raw muscle and a few stony feathers. A tiny piece of the statue where its left eye should be seems to be missing. In front of the statue is a young man with a large blink dog. It looks like Shivers.
Shivers! Does it notice that we come in?
Yes, I got some more for
you. Okay.
The man is chanting in a strange hypnotic, a bunch of strange hypnotic nonsense. It's like, the blend of words from a dozen different languages. He does not seem to notice that you're eating there.
Does he look like the other ravers?
No, this actually guy looks like he's only like 15, 16.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Give me a perception check real quick.
13. My dog aids me.
You can kind of pick out some of the languages he's saying. What languages do you have?
Common, Elven, Dwarven, Goblin, Orc, Undercommon.
Yeah, you hear all of those languages like mixed in there, but he's like only saying like one word, so you can hear like the, and then like where, then I.
Do I believe this to be the statue that we're looking for?
I think it's a pretty good assumption.
I am going to do Wild Empathy on the new dog.
Okay.
Oh! It's a natural one.
Natural one. The dog immediately stands up and barks, and it looks like he's actually almost yelling at the other dog.
Mm-hmm.
You see the other dog, like, back away 2 steps, and then, boink! And then the chanting stops, and this kid turns around and says, "Who are you?"
Oh, I was just wandering around. Who are you?
I am the leader of this cult. Oh. I am the one that commands them to reassemble the statue. You kind of see him stop when he's saying statue. His eyes kind of roll back, and he goes, "This statue, we need to re-get back together. That's what we need to do. You can help me find that eye. That'd be great."
Yes.
But he, like, kind of shakes.
I'm like, "I can help you."
He's like, who are you? He has like a really kid, little kid's voice. Who are you? What are you doing here? And he like hurry up and runs behind the statue.
Oh, my name's Dunkel. Do you need help?
Get that big dog out of here. I'm scared.
Okay, I'll try weld empathy on it again.
Okay.
It's probably just gonna, it's a 10, so probably just a nothing.
You're like trying to, the dog's like, starts growling, and then he comes out from behind. You leave that dog alone.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just wondering what's going on.
What does it look like going on?
I was outside, and there was a blink dog, and it teleported me here. I'm not...
Yes, that's what they do.
Yeah, I don't mean any harm.
Good.
What's your name, little boy?
Boy? I'm a woman. I'm 30 years old.
What's your name?
My name is, Kilgrad. I'm a scholar from the university down south.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You trying to put the statue together?
Yeah, I'm trying to put it to... Why are you still talking to me?
Hey, can I... ask you a favor?
Don't talk to me.
Oh, okay. I want to examine the statue while I'm not talking to him. So perception?
Mm-hmm.
26.
Kind of like I was saying before, looks like a really old statue. What you really notice off the top is that you expect to see like a seam where the hand broke off.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks completely flush, like it was always on there.
How'd you put this? I guess I'm not talking to him. I'll wait till he changes into a new crazy person.
Make a will save.
12.
You feel like this fuzzy feeling in your head. And then you look at this guy and you're like, oh, this guy. He's my best friend. I'll do whatever he says.
I get certain bonuses to...
charm?
Yeah, as an elf.
Okay.
Hold on, sorry. This is boring on the...
Look it up.
Magic... No, it's just magic sleep spells. And
okay.
Get a +2 racial saving throw bonus against enchantment spells and effects.
Well, it's an enchantment, I guess.
So it'd be, from enchantment, yeah, it'd be 14.
Close.
Okay.
But no.
Hey, yeah, let me help you. What do we gotta do?
If you want to help me, get those people outside to be quiet.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and get
everybody else. All right. All right, we'll take another break. Right. Well, actually, this is a good place. We can just end the... episode here, so there's a crazy kid.
And Dunkel just realized that his best friend that he hasn't seen in forever.
Yeah. Alright, this is turning out to be pretty interesting. So, con dog. Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.